What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, welcome back.
Hope you're having a good Monday. If you're listening on Sunday, part of the subscriber fam, hi, happy Sunday. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday.
A nice relaxing Sunday.
Yes, we love Sundays. Actually, which leads me into our gratefuls.
Oh, Alyssa Rose. Okay, what are you grateful for?
The weekend.
Like, as in the singer?
That was so funny.
Tried, okay? Try. I'm here all week, guys.
I'll be taking tips. Yeah, I'm grateful for the weekend. I feel like Zane and I actually started treating it as a weekend, especially because, like, our industry is also down on the weekend, so we try not to work, because, like, we could keep working on certain things, but we try not to, and it's really, really nice.
Aww.
And we had a good one. What about you?
Okay, well, I'm going to go off of you, too. I'm also grateful for this past weekend. Had a nice weekend.
Right?
Grateful for your parents.
Aww.
And a long-lost friend of mine. But yeah, it was a good weekend. I think I've done more in this weekend than I have in the last 5 years. But, you know, I mean, hey, whatever.
Booked and busy. Tell me about it. I'm so excited.
So. Friday.
No, Saturday.
Saturday, Ever and I were literally I was cleaning because he was sanding and what is that called?
Welding?
Spackling.
Oh.
He was spackling, and then he sanded our bathroom, whatever. So I was kind of following. No, I just had little nicks and dents, and we want to paint it.
Oh, okay.
So he spackled up the bathroom, months and months ago. And
your
he was
bathroom.
Wanting to do it. Yeah, my little tiny one.
Okay.
And he's been wanting to do it. I'm like, there's no rush. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so that day, he was finally like, let me just get it done. Yeah. And then he spackled behind where he replaced by the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking a break. I was doing laundry, and I was taking a break, and I was laying down on my bed, and I opened my phone, and I see, on Facebook, one of my girlfriends, who previously, months before, had mentioned that she was coming back to New York, because she's originally from New York, moved to Florida, but she was coming up for our wedding in August, and she, put it out there, if anybody wants to get together, we should make plans.
Aww.
So me and this one other girl were like, oh my gosh, yes, we definitely have to get together. And then it was like, okay, as time comes closer, we'll make plans. And we never did. So on her post, she's like, well, New York, it's been fun, whatever. So I just commented, I'm like, oh my God, I totally wish we would have actually made plans. And she goes, messaging you. And I'm like, uh-oh.
You're like, I wanted you to just actually say, yeah, maybe next time.
So she says, I'm still here. So I don't know if she was trying to give off the impression that she wasn't here to certain people.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh. And she's like, I'm free tonight or tomorrow. And tomorrow I had plans, but we'll get into that. So I'm like, okay. Just do it, right, Jerry? Just say yes. Try to say yes more often. Okay, now.
You're in your head. You're like, I fucking did this to myself. Why did I even comment on it? I should have just let her go.
Okay, so I already messed up the fucking story. So previous to this, Alyssa sends me a message. She's like, hey, Dad and I are going in to see a Broadway show. Could you guys pick us up, either you or Ever, if you guys are available, between 6 and 6:30? I'm like, yeah, of course. No problem, because we do nothing. We have no life. So when I'm messaging my friend now, it's 4 o'clock. So, the whole day passed, since I said yes to you, where he's spackling, sanding, I'm vacuuming, mopping his white ghost footprints that are up and down my hallway. And then that happened. So I'm like, okay, sure. She's like, well, we could do 5, because she was all the way in Queens, and we're out here. We're let's meet in the middle, yeah. Westbury.
Yeah.
So we literally, at the same time, we're like, well, it looks like Westbury's meet Half Point.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, first restaurant that comes up, we're going to go to. So we just meet at this restaurant. P.S. I'm getting ready. I text Aaliyah because she was out. I'm like, oh my God, you're going to be so proud. I'm meeting up with a friend. No. I haven't seen her. And then I go, fuck. And Aaliyah's like, what? I said, I can't fucking do this. And she's like, why, Ma? I said, because I told Alyssa I'd pick them up from the train station.
Right, because that's so important.
So then I'm like, how do I turn down a friend that I just committed to?
Just
like,
to pick me up from the train
station. And literally, when we talked and agreed to meet, it was 4 o'clock, and we were meeting at 5, and I'm literally in pajamas, and I got to try to look presentable, and I got to be there in 45 minutes. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So Aaliyah's like, Ma, you can't back out. So I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? So then Ever comes in. He hears me stressing. He's, what's matter? What's matter? I tell him. And he says, Jerry, it's no big deal. We'll take 2 cars, and then I'll just leave early to go get them. You and guys. I'm like, okay. And as we're ready to walk out the door, Alyssa's like, okay, we're done, and it's about 6:15, right? And I don't know. I don't know.
Meanwhile,
that's exactly how I'm trying to text. I'm like, texting, deleting, like, because
I can't explain what. Meanwhile, she goes, leave early. They're 45 minutes away from the train station. He would have got there and had to leave. Like, how does that make any sense? When you were telling me on the phone, I was walking through Manhattan, so I was even like, and then I was like, okay, and then I was like, wait. You're going all the way to Westbury and you want him to leave the dinner early and it starts at 5? That doesn't make any sense. He'd be able to eat for 15 minutes. I'm like, please stop.
And literally, I'm like, oh my God. But she's like, Jerry, stop. My mom will just get us. I didn't realize your mom was just getting her nails done and it would have been. But she told me yesterday it worked out perfect timing that she got there before you guys even.
Yes. Her nails take faster than mine. I didn't realize that she would be done so quickly. She was like, if I'm done. And I was like, okay. Like, mine take like 2 hours, you know? But, yeah, I was like, if we have to wait a little, or even if we have to Uber, it's 5 minutes away. Like, I know, it's a few dollars.
But, Alyssa, you asked something of me, and I committed to you. And here I was backing out. And then I felt like a lump of shit. And I know to you it was no big deal, but for me it was. And even though, like, if it was flipped, I would have been in the same shoes. Like, are you kidding me?
Like,
I
don't really?
Really?
To I see could a friend fucking, you haven't seen
But
years?
I could also walk home from the train set. You know Literally, what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Hello. And anyway, so we went and we met up and we sat opposite each other, and me and her had a conversation from the second we sat to the second we got up, and her husband and Ever, same thing. The entire time, nothing, there was never an awkward pause. It was the weirdest because it was just nonstop and it flowed well. And then I kept going, is her husband getting annoyed at Ever? Because Ever doesn't shut the fuck up. And then she's like, are you kidding me? She goes, it was actually the strangest thing because they were like, are we going to do something? We're just going to sit in a hotel all day, you know? Like, So she was like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so reached out and the husband was like, nah. Well, you remember? Nah. And then she goes, well, Jerry just messaged us, and he's like, Jerry with the 2 kids, her husband used to own the tennis club, and
he knew.
2 boys and 1 girl. Yeah, we'll go meet with them. Like, immediately, like, she was like, Jerry, it was so weird because everybody I was mentioning, his family, he's like, no.
Yeah.
And she's like, as soon as say, do you remember Jerry? Let's go. And then, it was just weird, and we hit it off, and we had a great time, and then we got up, because I was like, all right, the restaurant started getting busier, we had 5 o'clock, we were sitting there a little while, let's go outside. So we go outside, and I think we actually left the parking lot at about 8:40, so from 5 o'clock to 8:40, it was nonstop on both of our part, like, the boys were right there, we were right here, just talking the entire time, and it was so amazing.
Those are the best kind of friends.
You know,
I have a friend like that from high school. We can go like a few months and then we'll get together at a dinner and we're just like,
I mean, and
it feels like we never left.
Yeah, and I haven't seen her. I mean, we talk all the time on social media. You know, she'll check in on me and vice versa. And we haven't seen each other in like 13, 14 years. Like, we haven't seen each other that long because she moved to Florida.
Yeah.
And then before she moved, it was a little time because she lived in Queens before she moved. So it was a little bit of time before I saw her.
Right.
But just watching from the sidelines. And then this is how so when her and I originally met, we hit it off. It's funny because we originally talked about, this isn't going to take a long time for me to tell the story.
I told you. But she's like, I don't have a lot to say. I'm like, yeah until you start talking.
So we met, guys, that you know me, but when we had originally met, I was so anxious to go there. You know, I'm an introvert. I'm scared to try new things, whatever, and I was just like, fuck it, let's go. And we met, and we met at a park, and we hit it off, and equally, she also is an anxious person. She's kind of shy and does all this and that, But I've been watching her grow. She has her little business that she does. And I've just been watching her. And she posts a lot of, like, super positive stuff on social media. And, you know, like, that attracts me. And it's just...
Well, you didn't say... They met on Facebook, by the way, in a Facebook group.
We met in a Facebook group, yeah. And we... through the years, I've been watching her evolve. And I'm like, look at this bitch. I mean, not a bitch, but, you know, like, boss bitch, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, look at her. Like, she's doing great. Like, she's not her socially awkward, anxiety-driven, riddled kind of person. Like, she's doing well. Mm. And I was like, wow. Like, I was admiring her from afar. I'm like, wow, look at her. She's doing so great for herself. You know, like, I don't know. I was just so excited for her to see her come out of her shell and grow, right? Mm-hmm. So when we're talking at the restaurant, she's like, I mentioned to her, I'm like, I just want to let you know, like, you so inspire me. I said, because knowing that we were so very similar and watching you be confident and out there and putting yourself out there and stuff like that. And she goes, it's really crazy. She goes, because I feel the exact same way about you. She goes, yeah, your little community that you created with Alyssa. And she goes, Jerry, when I see, like, people post things about how you made an impact on their life and stuff like that.
Oh, she's in, like, the group? She's in the Facebook group?
Oh. Yeah, she stumbles across it, actually. But, and she said, she goes, to be honest, she's not an avid listener. And I told her, like, I
get it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, but she said, but just being part of that group and seeing what people say about you, she's like, that's my Jerry. Like, oh, my God. But it was cute. It was exciting to hear because, like, I've been sitting watching on the sidelines of her and she's been watching me, but we haven't discussed that. Yeah. So it was kind of, it was nice. It was really, really nice. And then we parted ways and I felt fulfilled. Like, I felt full. I felt happy leaving because I just, I don't know. It was just so nice.
You went out and you socialized with somebody you care about. That's so fulfilling. There's nothing more fulfilling than spending time with somebody you enjoy spending time with.
Yeah.
That is so fulfilling in so many ways.
It is. And I needed it. And when I was originally telling Aaliyah, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot that I had to pick up Alyssa. I was like, oh, God, I regret saying yes. And then Aaliyah was like, do you regret saying yes? And I was like, yeah, because now I'm in a situation where I don't want to let that down. I don't want to let Alyssa down. Da, 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 da. And then when I came home, she's like, how do you feel now? I'm like, I have zero regrets of saying yes. Like, it was so exciting.
So now are you going to say yes to more things?
Okay, so then your mom messages me. And I think this was Friday.
Like a few days prior, yeah.
She's like, I'm at a Michael Bublé concert. She goes, and I want to know if you ever are available Sunday because we can get concert tickets. And I'm like, hold on, let me see. I'm not sure if we have anything planned Sunday. So I'm like, let me find out. She's like, all right, quick, let me know because we have to get tickets now. So at the same time, Ever's in the room. I'm in the den. Ever's in his room. Your dad is texting Ever. So we kind of meet in the hallway.
And you're both like, did you get? I got.
Exactly. And I'm like, what did you say?
Do you want to? Do I want to?
I was like, well, what'd you say? He said, I don't know. I got to ask Sherry. And he goes, what'd you say? I said, I don't know. I got to ask Ever. And I said, well, I guess that means we have no plans. Okay, sure. We'll go, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, so excited because I never do anything.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, not taking away from everything that you've given me. So I want to.
I didn't even think of that.
But I'm like, okay, sure. Like, this is going to be great. And then little did I know, I went out the night before, too. Like, dirty stay-outs. But so now we get together yesterday. Your mom's like, all right, we're on our way. We're going to pick you up. So they're taking us to go see Loverboy, Styx, and REO Speedwagon.
Can you explain? Because I know none of that.
Okay, so they're definitely much older.
Yeah, I know, and usually I know some of the songs.
Oh, you would definitely know some of their songs. Oh, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely.
It wasn't like a cover. It was like actually them.
It was actually them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
It was actually them.
I'll shut up now.
And I obviously know their big songs, you know, because I grew up years ago. And of course I knew their songs. And it was more for exactly what we were just talking about, just going out with your mom and dad. And just enjoying the company, right? I'm like, if anything else, we'll have a good time with them. So we go, we hang out in the parking lot a little bit. We're just, you know, bullshitting. And then your dad's like, listen, we should start making our way in before it gets super crowded. Great. We find our seats. So amazing. Like right there, like the eighth row.
My dad off got them for free from that app thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does like some app thing. Yeah.
I don't know how he does it. I think, I don't know.
I think through his government job, he gets something.
Yeah. Or benefit. I think he, yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
So he's literally like off the floor, like they have the floor and then eighth row up.
Wow.
Right?
At Jones Beach Theater.
Yeah.
That's nice seats.
And it was breezy and it was beautiful. And then it starts. And the first band, Loverboy, I knew some of their songs. The guy was old and just, I mean, it was entertaining, but it, whatever.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic scent. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
Now Styx come out. And when I tell you, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go look at their new album, because they sang a couple songs off their new album, which it was so great.
Really?
It was so great, Alyssa. I mean, ever, and me, and then after when we were talking about it afterwards, we all got goosies at this one point. He was this, he is so good on the fucking piano.
Oh.
And he was doing some crazy antic shit. He was like, his piano, like he had, so it like moved, like he could spin it around. Yeah. So he would like run in a little circle as he's like twisting his piano playing. And then like he would pick up his leg, throw it on the keyboard and be playing like his legs. And he would turn around and like play backwards. So like entertaining.
Yeah.
But the music too.
He's a performer.
Yes. And like the first one, it was like they were kind of like just stood there and.
Yeah.
I mean, the musicality was great on the first one.
Yeah.
But the second one, the music and the entertainment was just ridiculous. And then for the main people, REO Speedwagon, it was like a snooze fest. We were all so disappointed.
Really?
The lady, like two rows in front, who was like at one point up and like, she was doing a word search.
Shut the fuck up. Did you take a video of that?
I went to, and at that time, your dad was like, hey, you guys want to go? Like, because it was, we knew it was coming to an end. And, you know, 15,000 people trying to exit at the same time. He was like, and I was like, listen.
Please.
Yes, but I'm not going to be rude because we were invited by them. But me and Ever were like, bad, I know. So then we're going to the car, we get in the car. And then, well, as we're going, we're like, all right, let's pee before we get in the car. And then we hear their big songs.
Fuck.
So we're in the parking lot, me, your mom, we're all belting.
Oh my God.
It's like, that's what we were waiting for. But of course, they saved the best for last. And I'm, let's hurry up and get out of here. But in the car ride on the way home, your mom was like, I really wanted to leave earlier, but I didn't want to be the one to say, let's go. And I'm like, same. Your dad was like, same.
None of you wanted to say anything. Yeah, y'all were falling asleep.
Ever at one point, he like tapped me on my shoulder and he's like, look it out. And your dad, look, his eyes were open, but you would think that he was sleeping. He had his arms crossed.
I took him somewhere on Saturday. I have a story.
But his arms were crossed and he just, like I said, his eyes were open, but it looked like he mentally just checked out. He was just like, he had like resting like bitch face. He had resting bitch face. He's like, come on, like, what are we doing right now? And then he said, honestly, he was like, I gotta say, I'm really, really disappointed because they were the main people and they were amazing and had, and they just weren't.
The stadium was full.
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, not around us, weirdly, but it holds 15,000. I'd probably say there was 13,000 there. Okay. You know, at least. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty packed. But it was weird because you have like this, the main singer of REO Speedwagon said he's 70 years old. So it's like you have this old kind of rock love music.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Meanwhile, the guy from Six got to be up there too, and he was all over the place. Yeah. So entertaining. So it was a great night. We had a lot of fun. And then we're on the way home. Everybody's like, I'm hungry. No, I'm hungry. Well, your mom's like, well, when did we eat? And we're like, I don't know. It's got to be about 5 o'clock we ate. And now it's like 11. Mm-hmm. So we stopped and got McDonald's.
Oh.
We got a cheeseburger and french fries and sat in the parking lot. I'm like, wow, I feel like a teenager again. Like, like literally, we just got cheeseburgers and french fries and sat in the parking lot and ate.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That makes my heart so happy.
Yeah, it was a great time. Oh. And again, it was like when we had said yes, because everyone's like, am I going to know the music? I'm like, yeah, definitely ever, because he likes that kind of music. And I was like, I wasn't going for the music. I was going for the
just to go hang
to be
out
with your mom and dad and hang out and do something different.
Yeah.
I have never been to a show there.
That was your first time at Jones Beach?
Yeah. Well, except for when Zane was there, but Zane wasn't at the main.
But the theater.
And then Ali was supposed to do the show and it got canceled. So that was my first time in the seats there.
My first ever concert was at Jones Beach. It was Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
Like when I was like, I don't know, probably 10.
Wow.
Probably younger. I was like, I have the ticket.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like 2005, I think.
That's crazy.
Oh, 7?
That's crazy.
Somewhere around 2006. And that's
like, that was Ever's first concert ever.
Oh.
Except for like when we go to Zane shows and stuff like that.
Right,
but that
right.
was
but that's
his
a club. Yeah.
Like that was his first concert ever.
Oh.
And I said, the only other concert I've been to was New Kids on the Block when I was a teenager.
I saw New Kids on the Block.
When I was
because
like
Jesse McCartney was opening for them. So and then funny. I left after Jesse McCartney.
But I saw them probably when I was like 13.
Yeah.
So those are the only, last night was the second concert I've ever been to.
Wow.
And it was just nice. It was here. It was local. It was just a few minutes away.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
It was the atmosphere, the breeze off the water. I will tell you though, it's funny. All right. So we go through the metal detectors and yeah. I have to leave my bag in the car because I saw people walking around with bigger bags, but your mom just and dad safe. Were like, it's supposed to be this big. And mine was a little bit bigger. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I don't fucking need anything but my phone,
right.
Whatever. So then as we're going up to the line, it says, you must have ID. And I'm like, my ID's in my fucking car. And I'm like, oh, shit. Wait, I have the COVID app
yes,
thing.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm like, all right, I have it there. They never even checked, by the way.
Yeah.
And, Where was, like,
where was I going?
Where was
with the
I
story?
Going with that? I don't even know. Oh, so we go through the metal detectors, and I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to set them off, right?
Oh, with your simulator?
Right. So I didn't set it off, and they're like, oh, look, you didn't set it off. I'm like, great, right? So we go, we sit down, and whatever. And I'm like, or do me a favor, can you like rub? I'm like, hurting. Like, how long does it take from walk there? We stopped at the bathroom, got there, maybe like 15 minutes, right? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm hurting. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, on the edge of my seat, like knees almost touching the floor, trying to like stretch. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm really hurting. And yeah. I'm like rubbing my own back. I'm sitting awkward in a chair. I'm getting Ever's hand, having him run my back through the show. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, let me just take out my thing. And I look it up and it was disconnected. I think when I walk through the metal detector, because it gets magnets. That's why with an MRI, you can't get MRIs unless you go through a special thing. So I think maybe it was a little stronger, not quite airport security, because airport security would have actually ring of ding dinged and I would have set the alarms off. But this one, I think maybe a little bit stronger because it said zero connection to my.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So then I put it on. It took me a long while. Like I'm standing there, the people behind me, because you have to I had to hold it by my thing and I'm holding my phone by my butt, and I had to keep looking, and it's like, nope, not connected yet. Nope, not connected yet. Finally, it got connected, and it takes a while for it to start. And I'm like, okay, feeling a little bit better. And your mom looks over at me, and she goes, are you okay? And I'm like, at that point, yeah, now I'm starting to feel better. So I'm like, yeah, I gave her a thumbs up because we couldn't even hear each other. But then later, yeah. So I don't know, somehow, yeah. But it was
good.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
So you Humbles next time
me.
You should
Humbles
be like
me immediately.
I can't go through the metal detector because I have a simulator. So
and I've gone. I've set it off once at I think Forever 21.
Really?
just the metal detector, but it's the magnets that are in the metal detector that must have affected me last night.
Yeah.
So if I ever go there again, I would have to make sure I brought my card with me, because that excuses me from going past them. They would just wand me and skip over my actual battery. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would have to skip over my generator.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that. I totally turned it off.
Yeah.
You're like, why the fuck am I in so much pain? Oh my God. I was like, but then you looked.
And I was like, all right, I'm sitting a while, but... it shouldn't hurt this bad.
Nothing like that you don't do every day.
Yeah. And I'm like, the center of my back was hurting. And I'm like, Ever, just do me a favor. Just, yeah.
Give me. Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then I sat like catty corner on the thing. And I was just doing this like the whole time, just like trying to rub my back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, mother of God, please help me. Oh. And it did. And then by the time we left, because now that was maybe just a few minutes in. So then by the time we left, I was feeling great.
Yeah.
You know? And we stopped at the potty. We're singing in the parking lot. And aww, your mom and Ever were like, look at her go. Like, because I was ahead of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, overall, a great night. Your mom and dad are going back there, I think, tomorrow again. They're like,
my dad can't pass up cheap things. That's the problem. Like, they're, like, exhausted, can't do any more things. My dad's falling asleep at everything, but they'll keep going.
And she was like, oh, yeah, we were just here the other night for this one. And when we were there for, remember, Al, when we were here for this one and that one? And I'm like, oh, my God, what do you guys hear every other day?
They love just doing shit.
And I'm like, yeah, listen, if I got free tickets or really, really cheap tickets, I would do it more often because it's right here, you know? And music, no music. I mean, it's just a good time. The atmosphere is good. You know what I'm saying?
Nighttime by the water is just unmatched.
Yeah. It was a great time had.
That's so funny. So. Yeah, I think they're going to see Fleetwood Mac or something.
They're going to see... No, not Fleetwood Mac.
They're going to Atlantic City to see Fleetwood Mac. They're going to... Listen to my parents, guys. They're nuts. They're going to South or North Carolina. I don't remember which one.
South.
South Carolina for a wedding. And... first of all, do you know how long they're going to be gone? I'm going to miss them. They're leaving for so long.
Your mom told me. She's like, you know, Alyssa said, what am I going to do?
Like, I go to their house like all the time. Like, they're like my best friends. Like, I'm always stopping there. I'm there every weekend hanging out with them. Aww. The fuck?
Yeah, they're gonna be gone.
They're going until like September 1st.
Yeah.
They're going to be gone for a really long time. But they're crazy and they're road tripping, which is so far. But anyways, my dad's like, oh, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop here. We're going to stop in Atlantic City and see this concert. And we might as well stay there because then we'll be already halfway there. Like, whatever. So they're like stopping in Atlantic City, staying there overnight, seeing a concert there. And then they're going and stopping somewhere else. He's like surprising my mom with some other place that he told me that I won't say because I don't think this will be up in time. But then they're going to stop and stay somewhere else and like... But they're going
to
be gone for like
last night.
10 days.
She's like, yeah, and he has a surprise for me. Yeah. I don't know where we're going, but he has another surprise for me. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so sweet.
But yeah, they don't like flying. Well, my mom hates flying. She has a fear of flying, so they drive everywhere. Like,
that's so cute, though. They're going to just, listen, good for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They love doing shit. They'll stop in little towns, go look around and shop. And they love doing any like random shit.
That's so cute.
Yeah, they're like down for anything. It's funny.
Yeah.
Aww. But I'm so glad that you guys went.
Yeah.
We're so blessed. I'm so blessed. Wow.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And definitely looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I love that you guys can just go hang out. That makes my heart so happy. Yeah. Not a lot of people don't have that.
I know. I know.
As we know on this podcast, a lot of people don't have that.
But yeah, no, we definitely are. It was like meant to be. But it was a great time.
Oh,
I had a really good time.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yay! I need to know some of the songs that you just went to. I'm
really
so curious.
You don't know?
Can you sing me one? Which artist would I know the most? Tell me. I'll listen to their most popular one. What was the last one? Ode? What is it?
REO Speedwagon?
REO Speedwagon?
REO, yeah.
R-E-O.
You know the song. Hold on. Right here.
Oh, you have it up already.
Hold on. Let's speed it up a little bit. Even Imani knew this song, Lissa.
Is it that the chorus?
She's like, no. Nope.
I don't know this one.
Wow.
I know a lot of old songs, but I don't know that
one. Wow.
They have a lot of they have 4.9 million monthly listeners.
Yeah. And then how about this one? This is the one that gave us all goosies.
I'll know this one.
I would hope so. Okay. Especially growing up with your dad.
I know a lot of the songs because of him. This one's more familiar. Go to the chorus. Yeah, this sounds more familiar. Is this still REO?
No, this is Styx. This is the second one
you enjoyed.
But when they did this song, it was like I almost cried.
Oh.
It was so
magical. I love Jones Beach Theater.
It was so beautiful. And Jones Beach is on the water, and the song is Come Sail Away.
Oh.
And on their new album, they have this little, it's kind of like a pre that song. So he's playing the piano, and I just start recording because I was just blown away.
Oh, yeah, I
want
to see when we're done videos.
He's amazing. Yes. And his little twinkle fingers were just, it was blowing me away.
Yeah.
And then somebody else comes on stage with him, and he's like, all right, we're going to do this little thing. And he goes, it's going to lead us to a song where you guys are all going to sing. And I knew at that point what song it was.
Yeah.
And the song is like, he had a dream. He was by the ocean or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I knew it. And then he's commenting. He's like, you know, these boaters out here thinking they're getting a free concert and stuff like that. He goes, little than we know, we're going to like ticket them later, like, or send them a bill later or whatever. It was just funny. He was very comedic, but such a great time. And like the whole audience just like sang that song. It was,
I'm surprised I don't know it.
Vibey. Very, very vibey. And I got to tell you, there was a lot of people that were much, much older than I in the audience. So I felt like a young spring chicken there.
Yeah.
And then a lady like a couple rows down starts smoking, and your dad and Ever are like, I think I'm getting high.
Weed?
Yeah. But it was pretty funny.
Oh, good.
It was a good time.
I feel like my parents used to listen to, like, I knew a lot of, like, Elvis was always on. Eminem was always on. I know, like, my dad was all rock, like AC/DC, like, all those, like, big rock songs. I know all those. My grandpa had his jukebox. He was always playing Elvis.
Wow.
Yeah. But, or, like, just, like, the big popular ones, like, the ones that you love. Like, those, like, upbeat, like the women of back then, like, those, like, pop girls.
Yeah.
I know all those. But these, like, slower songs, I don't really know a lot of them.
Yeah, well, they also, I mean, they're rock bands, so they also have rock songs, but it seems like their love songs are the most popular,
right?
You know,
because
I guess it crossed into different genres, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was good. It was
or,
good
like,
stuff.
There was one that he actually wanted to take you whenever, too, but it was too late. It was, like, Ice, Ice Baby. Like, that song I know. Yeah, like, all those I know.
But that would have been funny.
I know. That would have been a fun one. But that one was all the way in the city.
It was at one point we were talking about, they were talking about something. And I was like, you know, yeah, Ever wasn't even born yet. And Amory just looked at it like, shut up. I'm like, well, he wasn't. He's just a little nothing.
It's so funny. Yeah, it's cute because you guys are so much younger than my parents, too. And you can still all go and enjoy and have a good time.
It was definitely a good time.
Yeah.
Sorry. Definitely a good time.
So cute.
But yeah.
Well.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now for your weekend.
I got my car fixed.
I heard.
Oh, my dad told. Oh, yeah, you hung out with them after the weekend. So he told you about everything that we did?
Yeah. Well, you know, but they don't know. So she got her car fixed.
I want to know what he told you guys.
She got her car fixed, and they didn't honor the.
Yeah. So here, I tried to cheat the system, which is so not like me, you guys, but I tried. So my AC condenser broke when I hit the crabbing net, right? So my dad had never changed it, changed the AC condenser. And then they were like, you got to go get it recharged. We could do it, but much better when you go to a place, they have all the right tools, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. It'll just be more worth it. I'm like, of course. Like, thank you guys for even doing the first part. Then my dad sends me, oh my God, there was a warranty extension on it.
Recall.
It was actually a warranty extension when I went there.
Gotcha.
So that makes a difference.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. So anyways, he sends it to me and I'm like, shit. And then I'm like, but we couldn't have got it anyway because they would have looked at it and been like, okay, it's not leaking because of like something happened to it. It's like I hit into it. So like, would they have done like, you know, would they have granted a warranty extension?
Probably.
Because that's probably for just like faultiness.
Right.
Right?
I would think, yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes me feel better that I had to do this anyway. So I was like, my dad's like, why don't you go and try to tell them, hey, listen, it was leaking. My dad changed it and then realized that there was a warranty extension. Can you guys just recharge it for me? And he was like, no, because you already changed it. And if we don't find a leak, then we're not going to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Honor it. And I was like, I bought the part from you guys. I literally bought the part from Honda. But I understood. I wasn't going to make a fuss about it. I was like, eh, my fault. And the guy was like, men, right? They don't look. I was like, yeah, my dad's just always in a rush to do everything. Just get it fixed the next day. It was actually funny because I'm just like so honest when I go to people now, instead of like trying to beat around the bush. I'm like, listen, I'm just trying to save money. So I'm trying to be cheap because we just got a house, da da da. And he was like, I just got a house too. So we were like chatting about that, whatever. So, when they changed the part, it was like $175 to change the condenser. And then I went there, which none of this makes sense to me because I know nothing about cars. It was like $365 for them to, quote, recharge my AC condenser, which in my head, they're just like filling some sort of liquid, apparently.
It's like a gas, Freon. Yeah.
Okay, so how the fuck does that cost $365?
Well, I know, like, when they were looking to do it, one bottle, like, you needed more than one bottle, and I think one bottle was about $170.
Yeah.
So it makes sense just for that stuff itself, for the Freon itself.
$260 for labor. How long did it take you to fill something?
Oh, that's, yeah. That's
cuckoo, right? But at least I got it done at Honda, and I know that it's done right.
And now it's their work, and it'll be covered and everything else. Yeah.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. And my dad's like, just do it. You're there. It's quick. It's easy. You don't, like, it's hot. I need my AC back.
Right. And now it'll be freezing. And
I know. Yeah, I wasn't able to use my AC for a few days, and I was, like, kind of sweltering my car.
It's like, damn, we're spoiled.
I mean, yeah, luckily we, like, got over that, like, really bad heat wave, so I could just have my windows down. But when I was stopped at a light, I was like, whew. You know? But luckily I just go to the gym and then I come home.
You don't know any better afterwards because you're already hot and sweaty, so it was all good.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so it was like a over $500 thing. Fucking crabbing that. Stupid. But hey, at least my dad and I were able to change the AC condenser because it probably would have been like $1,000 or more with between everything at Honda.
Right.
So,
oh my gosh,
it worked out fine, but so stupid. I was so mad.
No more crabbing.
I told the guy, and then the guy was like talking to me about things. I'm like, I know literally nothing about cars. Like, I don't even pretend to try anymore. I'm like, I know nothing, and I want to save money, so help.
I put my key in the ignition, and I drive.
No, I don't. Oh, I hit the button.
She pushes the button, and she drives.
I don't even remember when I get into Zane's car now, which is bullshit, by the way. He has a new car, and it has a fucking key thing. I don't even remember. I'm like, do I put my foot on the brake when I do this? Do I just put it in? Like, when I turn it off, do I have to have my foot on the... Like, I don't even remember. I don't remember how to use the key anymore. It's stupid. And I don't think I could drive without a backup camera anymore, either.
That's pretty fucking
funny. I had my 08 Civic for a very long time. I had the key, and I didn't have a backup camera, but now I'm spoiled. Stupid.
Wow.
Anyways, I've had the car since 2019. I've never had a problem with it.
Right.
So it's fine. I mean, I had the rock hit my front light and smash my
car. On a highway. And now we're crabbing that on a highway. Maybe just stay off that highway, because it is the same highway, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it happened both on the same highway. Yeah, it did. It definitely did. Wow.
So anyways, so that's, yep. That's
okay, and then, done. So Saturday,
me and my dad went to Harry Potter.
Oh, and?
So I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
Okay.
I even tried, like, they have this cute little, like, synopsis on the website of, like, here's what happened the last, I think, seven movies or seven books. And it's just, like, there's so many, like, words that are, like, you know, they have, like, Slytherin and, like,
right.
Like, all the words are very, like, big, like, magical made-up words.
Right.
So my little brain, like, can't process all the information. It was like, this one married this one and then went to this school and then this and this and that. And I tried to read all
of it. It's either you're Harry Potter or you're not Harry Potter.
Right.
You know, like, I agree because
I just couldn't.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm sure the movies are great. Like, I'm not knocking them.
Yeah, no.
It's just not something I ever personally got into for right. some reason. And especially nowadays, like, I'm just not into, like, those kind of, like, super sci-fi fake kind of mm-hmm. things. Regardless, we went to a 1 o'clock show because I know me and my dad, we would fall asleep because it was a 3.5 hour show.
Oh, my God.
Three and a half hour show.
That's,
including intermission.
That's a long show.
But that's a long fucking show. So I was like, we need to go for a 1 p.m. because if we go at night,
you're going to be snoozing.
We will be snoozing. So it was good timing. We got there a little bit early. We went and got a smoothie. We got a 99 cent pizza because me and my dad, we were really scared that we were going to be hungry in between this show. We were like, what if we're hungry and we can't go get food? So we're like, let's eat now. So we had the smoothie we got from one of those smoothie trucks. Oh, so good.
Really?
Yeah, it was so refreshing because it was a gorgeous day. He did
rave about the pizza.
It was good. Because it was 99 cents, Jerry. That's listen, why.
Your mom was saying how they went to somewhere.
Yes. Oh, I've heard it.
And she got a BLT and he got a chicken sandwich and she got one drink and he had two beers and it was $100.
Yeah.
And he was like, Jerry, I'd rather have gotten $4 worth of pizza, two slices for Amory, two slices for me, and it would have been much better.
We're walking.
He goes, literally, two slices, $2. There's no tax, no nothing. Just $2. I hand him $2.
He goes the whole time, this is so much better. We should have done this. I would have much rather this. I'm enjoying this so much more.
Gotta love Al. I'm exactly the same way.
He's like, a character.
I'm fucking such a cheap bitch, so I would have had the same thought process.
I mean, same. It's like, sometimes when you pay a lot of money for something and it's not worth it, it's not necessarily great. Might as well, yeah, go get the cheap shit. So we get the pizza, we get the smoothie, we go to the thing. It was great. He bought, which I was so shocked at. Did he tell you about this?
No, he did not.
At the theater, he got a box of Whoppers and a box of Junior Mints. He's like, oh, I'm going to want a snack. I was like, Dad, those are going to be like $6 a box, you know? Like, we're at a theater.
Wow.
You know, like, $12 for a bag of popcorn, you know what I mean? Like, $30 for a drink. We're at a theater.
Right.
He's like, oh, okay. It doesn't matter. I'm like, wow. Look, he went up to the register. He paid his $13. I was very impressed.
Oh, you know what? If he would have had an expensive lunch, it was because he allowed himself that 99 cent pizza. Yes. He was like, I can do this.
Exactly. So, anyways, yeah, for somebody not liking Harry Potter, the show was actually really good. I probably didn't understand 85% of what was actually going on.
Okay.
Like the storyline when they're like, well, this one killed this one. And you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't watch any of it. But the cool thing is this one is Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So it's about all of like the original cast, like Harry Potter and Hermione and all those people. Like now they have kids.
Ah.
So it was about their kids. So it's kind of like easier to follow along, you know, because like,
it's a new story based on.
It was like the kids going to the school.
Okay.
It's a school, right? Like a magic school.
Is that Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? It's
terrible. People are making fun of me right now. Yeah, Hogwarts. Okay. And then there's like four different types, I think. Yeah, you can get like put into like Slytherin or. That's the only one I know.
Yeah.
If that's even right. Okay. So anyways, it's about his kids going to school. The reason I was down to see it, I just love Broadway shows. I don't really care what it's about. It just is entertaining to me. It's one of my favorite things to do. And also, I heard that the special effects were, like, sick. And I love visuals at a Broadway show. It's, like, my favorite part of it. You would have loved this certain part. So, the guy, Voldemort, the guy with no nose.
Harry Potter.
You know the guy with no nose? No. Google Voldemort right now. Look at his face. On your computer.
Like as if I watched Harry Potter.
Wait, you can't do it on your computer?
Well, then you hear me click clacking away.
Oh, I just did it because I thought it was easy in front of you. No, I don't know anything about Harry Potter either.
But you remember this guy.
But you know Voldemort with the no nose and he's bald and he's creepy. He's like Halloween-y. She doesn't even know. She's like, how do I spell this?
No, I got it, I think. Wait, hold on. Images.
Harry Potter.
That guy?
Yeah. Mm. You've never seen him before? Oh, okay.
Maybe I
do know a little bit about Harry Potter.
Wow, look at who plays him, though.
Wow.
He's a good-looking guy.
The whole show, I was so excited to see how they did his makeup, and he came out at the very end.
Dude, I promise I have no idea who this is.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways.
Guess I never watched Harry Potter.
Neither did I.
I thought I watched a movie or so with the kids.
I will say, there was a video that went viral when I was younger, and it was this guy doing puppets. Wait, now I have to bring it up so I can show you. And it's just the puppets representing all the Harry Potter characters popping up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, and he's going, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. And he's like, Hermione, Dumbledore.
So you think maybe you know that from that? Ah, okay.
I wonder if I just put Harry Potter in the search, if it'll be like a viral video that pops up. No. Harry Potter puppets. Puppet Pals. It has 199 million views 15 years ago. Oh my God, I'm old.
Wow, right? Oh my
gosh. It came out March in 2007. And it's this stupid viral video. Literally has almost 200 million views. I don't know why. Those of you listening that are around my age remember this. And it's the stupidest video of just puppets. It's literally, it's 2 minutes. And they just pop up. And they just say, Severus Snape Dumbledore.
Oh.
Ron Weasley. Harry Potter.
Okay. It's funny how, like, word for word, she knew it as it was playing.
I'm telling you, like, me and my friends would just listen to it. Dumbledore, Harry Potter.
It's like, all of a sudden, now she knew all the characters' names. Before, it was like, I know Harry Potter and, like,
yes.
But now you know them all. That's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, so I think I knew all the characters because of that video. It was like the duck song. Remember the duck song? Or, like, Rusty Spoons. Oh, my God. We should do an episode where we dive into all the old, stupid YouTube videos that were viral in my time.
Okay, there you go, guys.
Do you know shoes? Let's get some shoes. Oh, my God. Shoes. Do you know that one? What the fuck? Do you remember Fred? Hey, guys. It's Fred. Oh, my God. Okay. We need to do an episode on that. Write all those down.
I can't. When I'm editing, I'll write it down.
Yeah. Anyways, so my point was Voldemort. He's like, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Sorry. I mean, you don't have to correct me because it really doesn't matter. But sorry if I'm wrong. He's like the evil guy,
okay,
of Harry Potter. And so he's got these, like, oh my God, you would have loved it. These, like, big, like, ghost things. I don't know what they're called, but they look like a big sheet. But the way that they had it flowing, it looked like magical. But they would, like, come down from the stage and it would get really dark and they would play, like, the scary music. And one of them came, like, flying through the crowd.
Oh,
it was actually
awesome.
So scary, but it was so dope. Like, I was actually, like, on my dad. I was like,
that's so cool.
And I wish it got closer to us because we were down in the orchestra. It went up in the mezzanine, like, right up against those people. It was sick. It was so sick. It was, like, these, like, demon things. Yeah, wow. It was crazy. But wow. It made me think, I'm like, why don't they have, like, a Halloween Broadway show? Like, I don't know what it would be, like, focused on. But if they just, like, made it, like, super dark in there and just made it, like, super spooky, scary, like, people come flying, like above you and stuff. Like, remember, like, Wicked, like, how she came above the crowd? She did, right?
Yeah.
Or did she just rise on the stage? I don't think she came in the crowd, actually. I don't remember. Anyways, regardless, it was spooky dooky scary, and I think that you would have really, I was the whole time I was like, oh my god, Jerry would love this right now. Aww. It was like, yeah. Demons, like, whoa.
So excited,
like, they make like the noise in the crowd, like, whoa. You know what I mean, like while they're flying, like a like, whoa, Harry Potter. That's my impersonation.
That's amazing.
And it was like so loud and like spooky and dark. You can't. I wish I wanted to take a video for you so bad, but like that's so illegal.
Wow.
I wonder if we could find a video online somewhere of like somebody's yeah. probably illegally recorded it at
I
some point.
I would love to try it.
Yeah, that. We'll try to find
That'd
it.
Be cool.
Because I was like so spooky.
But 3.5 hours. That's a long time.
You know, I thought it was gonna be like. Well, point is, I was gonna tell you before because you said my dad was sitting there like just dazed. Uh-huh. He started to fall asleep.
Oh, did he?
Once. He's like, you know, I only started to fall asleep once and you caught me like a few seconds after. I was like, oh my God, Dad.
Was he not enjoying it? Is that why
No, we both enjoyed it. I think just there was a few moments of like, you know, them just chatting and talking and we don't know what the fuck they're talking about really. So when it wasn't like super like a lot going on.
Right.
It was kind of like you were just sitting there like.
It's like REO Speedwagon last night. It was just like, yeah. I was like,
yeah. Gotcha. But I actually thought that I was going to be like, because my cousin Natalie is a big Harry Potter fan and she went and saw it with her boyfriend. And she was like, even I was like at the end, like, okay, it's a little long. So I thought like by intermission, I was going to be like done with it. But I actually wasn't. Oh, it was a little good. Slow at points, but I wasn't like, okay, this is like horrible. Right. You know, like I still enjoyed it. It was just cool because Harry Potter's magic, right? So there was a lot of really cool, like, stunts on stage where, like, things would just, like, disappear or appear. And, like, you're like, how the fuck did they do that? Or there was this point where, like, when they were doing a spell, like, where they were, like, going back in time or time traveling. I don't know how they did it with, like, lights and wind or something. The whole stage looked like it was waving with, like, this noise. It was dope. Yeah, it was very well done. And they had, like, fire shooting at some points, you know, like, stuff like that.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really cool, like, the magic aspect of it. It was like, whoa, how'd they do that?
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It was
I
cool.
Love that. I guess you posted it or something. Like, oh, my God, they're going on, like, a mommy-daddy date. I mean, a daddy-daughter date. That's, like, so cute.
Yeah.
Like, so cute.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love it for you guys.
So we enjoyed it. It was good. And then we
came home and had to get picked up by Anne-Marie because Jerry fucking flaked on them.
We went to Penn and we grabbed a snack, we peed, and then we got on the train and we came home.
Beautiful.
It was good. I like it. I like a day show and then you're home, not like super late at night because mm-hmm. I'm a grandma.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. Isn't it bullshit to have to question where your food comes from? At Vital Farms, you can trace your pasture-raised eggs all the way back to the source, the pasture. On the side of each pasture-raised carton of eggs, you'll find the name of the farm where your eggs were laid. And when you look the farm up on their website, you'll get a peek at all the sunshine, fresh air, and open space the hens enjoy. Learn more and find out where to buy them at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
I forgot to tell you that. On Friday, I think it was, Aaliyah and I, we had ran to Walmart. I had to, you know, get some stuff. And I also had to return something. So I'm on the return line. And there was this lady who was racially abusing the girl behind the register. Mm-hmm. And I could have got myself arrested. It took all of me not to, but I put her in her place. So
what'd you do?
I just had to tell her off.
Like, you did?
Because I tell you, there's certain things, like, you can, if it was any other situation, yeah. Like, go ahead, I don't care. But when you're racially motivated or you're, you know, something like that, I just, yeah, what she was calling her was just, it was just not nice.
Oh, my God.
And then the lady refused to finish helping her after she was doing these things. And so she left and she just looked at me with tears in her eyes. She's like, thank you so much for standing up for me because.
What did you say?
I just told the lady that what she was doing was wrong. She should be embarrassed by her behavior and, you know, it's not a day and time and age where she should be acting this way, you know? And I mean, to be honest, I wasn't very polite and my message was that. But I also wanted to like beat her down. So it took a lot in me to restrain myself because I just don't tolerate that.
Yeah.
And
you're like, where's Jean Quinones?
Almost. Yeah. Yeah. Almost. Because I just felt like who could hear? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're so diverse, a melting pot here. Yeah. So it's like if you hear that somewhere else, it's like, not that it's ever acceptable,
no,
but almost expected. Here, yeah, it caught me by it. I was just like, are you kidding me? And then the girl behind me was a person of color and she wasn't saying anything either. And then just looked at me like, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You know, like she didn't say any words, but you could just tell by the way she was looking at me.
Yeah.
And I just,
I would have said something
too. I have to say, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because we're 2022 people, you know, and let's just be better as every color, everything, just be better. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you see something, say something, because these she didn't deserve it. She didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. She didn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And
just make sure you're in a safe situation, oh, yeah, too. Yeah, I just want to say, because
right,
you never know. No. People are fucking crazy. So just make sure you're around other people, yes, and you feel safe.
Yes, yes.
I will say that.
I mean,
yeah.
I also, did I tell you that time in CVS I was picking up medicine and the girl before me, she took like scrunchies off the, yes, sidewinder, and Ali was like petrified that I was gonna get my ass kicked or something.
Right, like sometimes it's not worth. Read the situation.
Right, and so I didn't confront her, but I went and told the manager.
Right,
because that
handle it differently.
This though was just completely
right.
Yeah, but yeah. So message of the day, people: be kind to everyone. Like, you're not better than anyone. Not anyone is better than you. We are all created equal.
Word.
Yeah. So just be good. Be good people.
Yeah. Are you leading somewhere with that? Or do you just want to tell that story?
No, I just wanted to tell that story because
I just want to make sure I didn't cut you off.
No.
Okay. Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll go to Sunday. So, first of all, my timing has been so shit and so off, rightfully so, because there's like a lot
going on,
yeah. So I didn't time like one of my brand deals right, so it had been like almost a week since I uploaded a video, which is so not like me. Oh my god, like, who is she? What is happening? Which is so nice because I put it up on my Instagram story. I'm like, I'm so sorry guys, like, I'm gonna get a video up today, da 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 da, and everyone's like, please chill, like, it's okay, you know, like, mm-hmm, it's gonna be all right. And I was like, no, I know, but like, a week is a long time. Like, I don't know, I just felt bad. So it was my fault. I didn't time the brand deal right. I sent it in a little too late. So then it took now we had to wait over the weekend,
mm-hmm,
for it to get approved, you know?
Gotcha.
So literally the morning that we were going to the Broadway show, I woke up early and I started filming a video. And then when we got back from the Broadway show, I finished filming a video and then I edited it Sunday morning and put it up. Yeah.
Is this like your amazing?
Is amazing. Amazing. Yeah, it is amazing. Thank you. It's my top 50 Amazon favorites.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
I have
my
to go shopping, so I'll go click on it.
There you go. Yeah, it's my top 50 Amazon products. It actually was quite easy to edit. It just took me forever to link every single item because I wanted it to be in its own section on my store. Like, here's my top 50 from the video. Bam. So they don't have to go into kitchen, living room, whatever.
Gotcha.
So anyways, Sunday morning, I got that up. What was my point? My point was, I guess, thank you guys for being so nice and kind to me, but I do like to upload at least twice a week, you know?
Okay, well, you have shit going on in your life right now.
And now...
And it's nice that they love and support you and know, yes, what you're going through,
you,
and are standing by your side. Uh-huh. And they also know that they're going to get bombarded with videos once
everything
happens. And, mm-hmm, you know, they're just... They're popping their popcorn right now.
Yeah.
It's on hold. They're waiting.
Yeah.
They have the buckets full. They're ready to,
yeah,
you know.
What I'll probably do, and don't hold me to this, but like when we start the moving and packing and everything process, it's going to be so much content. I'll probably make them just like a little bit shorter videos, but more often, so that I'm not uploading like...
You know, it's not going to take me hours and hours to edit of, right, footage.
It'll break it up shorter, a little more.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Like maybe like 25 minute is short in my book. Not like an hour long video.
Right. Okay.
You know, maybe I'll do that. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to know until we start the process and everything.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, and then Zane and I planned, which we miscommunicated, actually. He thought we were having a whole day together, and I thought we were having a date night. So he was like, I would like had to edit my video in the morning. So he ended up going out and getting some stuff that we needed. And I've been wanting to do a charcuterie board for dinner for so long because I'm like, fuck, I love charcuterie boards. And we only make them like when we're going somewhere or we eat them when we're going somewhere. We never make them just for us. Mm-hmm. Like it's always when there's like a gathering or something. And I was like, I want a charcuterie board just for us.
Aww.
So that's what we ended up doing. And we just watched our show all night. We started this new show. You probably would actually like it.
Okay.
It's on Discovery, which I think where you're still logged in on your TV. So just use it. I'm pretty sure. Remember we watch House Hunters on your TV?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So it's on Discovery Plus. It's called Ugliest House in America. It is so entertaining, Zane, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah. It's the girl from, I'm going to mess up her name, so let me Google it while I'm talking. It's the girl from Parks and Rec. Do you know who, did you watch that show?
No.
Okay. Ugliest House in America. I'm going to get her name right now because she's fucking hysterical. Retta. She's a comedian.
No.
Marietta Sirleaf. Okay, regardless. Sorry. She's the host of the show. She is fucking hilarious. It's like such like modern humor. Like she would say something like, love that for you. You know, like she's like modern. It's just, she's hysterical. So what she does is it's 5 episodes in a season. That's it. She takes 4 regions of the U.S. She'll go to each region and pick 3. She'll look at 3 houses that have submitted themselves and said, I have the ugliest house in America. She'll look at the 3 and she'll pick 1 winner from each region. And then she goes and she picks 1.
From the whole United States. Whole winner,
yes. And then in the 5th episode, there's a designer. Fuck if I remember her name. Oh, damn it. I really liked her, too. Sorry, please hold. Allison Victoria. She has another show. It's called Windy City Rehab in Chicago. That's her other show. And she's been on other stuff as well. But she's awesome, too. Like, and them two banter together, her and the host. It's so funny. So on the 5th episode, she goes into the ugliest house in America and she redoes the whole thing.
Wow.
But all 4 episodes are like 21 minutes, super quick and easy. And then the last one is like 43 minutes, actually, the one we watched last night. But it's so entertaining because you get to guess and be like, that one is definitely the ugliest or that one would be the best reno or whatever. But some of these houses are so interesting. Like one of them was like a funeral home that they turned into a house. One was like, there was one on Long Island. It was a preschool. It's like these people buy these houses because it's a lot cheaper with like the intent to renovate. And then they get there and they're like, wow, this is a lot of fucking work.
Mm.
Yeah. So a lot of them are really interesting.
I just watched, going off of that, you have to share that name with me again. Ugliest House in America.
Yes.
Okay. I won't forget that. I'm watching one that we started on, fuck if I know. Sorry, guys. It's on TV. What network? What platform? I have no idea, but it's based in Canada, and it's called Hoarder House. And these people buy houses sight unseen or like see it quickly, but it belonged to a hoarder. So, I mean, they're terrible.
Oh,
this first house that they do, you couldn't even see it. It was just in so much trees and the color of the house. It just looked like a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
And they got in. It was horrible. But anyway, they were like, oh, we're going to try to flip it. We'll try to sell it for this much. And it winded up selling for so much more, and I'm not going to say, but it was just like, wow. But just watching the process, you know me. I've always loved watching home shows, so that'll be another one I go check out for you. But it's funny, because we also just started that one, so we could swap shows.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah. It's kind of gross, though, because, you know, hoarder homes are, like, nasty gross.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you see what they could take this disgusting and then make it into that, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, you get your little ideas for when you're renovating or if ever and I have to buy a flipper, you know, it's like giving us little ideas and stuff like that, which is why I always love watching those shows. But
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really good. And I love that she's the host because the whole time we're laughing out loud.
Really?
She's just hysterical. She makes jokes the whole time because she's going into the ugliest houses and she'll walk in and she'll be like, why did you buy this? Like, you know what I mean? She's like, you understand this is like, you know what I mean? Like, right. She'll like make really funny jokes. Or like when she leaves the house, she closes the door and she's like, oh boy.
Wow. You know,
she'll like, she gives like each house like a nickname, like a funny nickname. It's just funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, no.
And you think
show.
I'll know who she is once I see her? Like if I start watching
the
show?
I didn't know who she is. I just know that she was on that show because Zane liked that show. Parks and Recreation.
Okay. All right, well, I'm excited to go watch her and Allison banter back and forth about these ugliest houses in America.
Yeah. I'm going to show you.
So they don't do anything. They only pick one and do one. So the other houses that were nominated get nothing.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Mm. Poor things. They all need renovation. This is her. I don't know if you recognize her from anything else.
No.
I didn't know her.
No.
Yeah. But she's fucking so funny.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And then last little story I wanted to tell you because it was so funny. Zane and I were like crying laughing. So we're sitting in the living room chilling and he was like stretching on the floor and he's like, can you push me the foam roller? And Bailey was sitting there. And I know she would get a little spooked. But when I tell you, I pushed the foam roller over to Zane, she went higher than the couch. I was very impressed. I was like, Bailey, did you know you could jump that?
Oh, poor Bailey.
But she was so
like,
fine.
Did the Halloween cat scared jump? Oh,
like,
poor Bailey.
So high in the air.
Oh, little munchkin.
But she didn't run away. She just still sat there. And she's like, okay. Like, that just happened.
She's like, he caught me off guard, but I'm good now, thanks. I ain't got the energy to move.
But it was so unexpected. I thought she would be like, whoa, what's that? No,
not
she
like
launched herself into the air so high. Me and Zane were crying laughing. It was so fucking funny.
My. She's adorable, guys.
It was
she
so
comes
funny.
In here and just hangs out with us.
Yeah. It's so just funny because she can't. She's a little chunky, you know? She can't really get up on high surfaces. So the fact that she jumped that high in the air, I was very
impressed.
Listen,
when we got to move, we move, okay?
Yeah.
It's not easy for us, but when we got to get out of the way, we can, okay?
Well, I guess she does jump onto the couch.
It's
just funny
adorable.
Because when they do that, it's like a spring. I'm like, where'd you get that like energy from?
Energy,
they just
like,
ding! It's not like a back foot jump, you know? It's like a straight up in the air, like spooked. And I was so mad because we don't have our pet cue plugged in. I wanted to watch it back.
Oh.
So funny.
Poor Bailey.
It was hysterical because she was fine. And we were on carpet. Like, she didn't fall or anything.
Right.
You know?
She
landed on all fours. She's fine. But anyway, so that was my weekend. Now we're here on Monday. And
rained the entire day.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's good. I'll be chilling in here anyway.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Just fine. Go upstairs and
yeah. One of those Mondays.
Hang out with Aaliyah a little bit. Yeah, because she didn't have work today. She finished.
Nice.
So yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll just hang out. Maybe we'll go watch America's Ugliest House.
Yes, go and watch it.
Yeah.
Ugliest House in America. You'll love it.
Okay.
My stomach is rumbling.
It's like it's time to eat, girls.
Yeah.
Stop talking. Go eat.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to our little weekend catch up. 'Twas fun. Hope you have a great rest of your week. We will talk to you all on Thursday. So exciting.
That's Amani's real birthday. It was so confusing.
No, this is way after. This is the 29th.
No, but
we're going to be in September.
Oh, no, we're recording. Oh, no, we're recording Wednesday. Forget it. Shut up. Goodbye. See what happens, people. Don't age.
Go if you don't, guys.
Brain health, guys. Take care of your brain.
It's okay.
Your
I memory. Fuck shit up all the time. So if you guys aren't subscribed to my YouTube channel, we're nearing the end of the month. We're nearing closing and moving. So if you want to keep up with all of that visually, then go check it out. I'll be documenting literally all of it. You guys know me. So go follow along the journey. All right. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Love you. Bye.